Everyone was sorry to lose James. But Joe tried hard to learn, and John was pleased with him. One night, I woke up to hear the stable bell ringing loudly. I heard the door open at John's house and his feet running up to the hall. He was back quickly. "Wake up, Beauty," he said, coming into the stable. "We must go quickly now." And before I could think, he had the saddle on my back and the bridle on my head. The master was waiting at the hall door with a letter in his hand. "Ride for your life, John," he said. "Give this to Dr. White, then rest your horse, and be back as soon as you can. Mrs. Gordon is very ill." Away went John and I, through the park, through the village, and down the hill. There was a long piece of flat road by the riverside, and John said, "Now, Beauty, do your best." I needed no whip, and for 2 miles I galloped as fast as I could, perhaps even faster than my grandfather, who won the race at Newmarket. When we came to the bridge, John slowed me down a little and patted my neck. "Well done, Beauty," he said.